This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Central Intelligence Agency is at the center of a new controversy involving the interrogation of suspected terrorists. Yesterday, CIA Director General Michael Hayden acknowledged that the agency destroyed videotapes showing the interrogation of two al-Qaeda operatives. The tapes were made in 2002 and destroyed 3 years later. The CIA director said the tapes posed, quote, a serious security risk, and if made public, would have exposed CIA officials and their families to retaliation from al-Qaeda and its sympathizers. Both the September 11th Commission and the judge in the case of al-Qaeda conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui had asked the CIA for evidence from the interrogations of prisoners. Philip Zelikow was executive director of the September 11th Commission. He joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
When did you learn the CIA had videotaped its interrogations of al-Qaeda suspects?
We learned of the existence of such videotapes for the first time last month when we noticed the filing that the Department of Justice made in the Moussaoui case, acknowledging that its representations to the court in the Moussaoui case were in fact incorrect. It represented that there were no such recordings, and then it had to admit to the court that, in fact, such recordings existed.
Did the 9/11 Commission specifically ask for tapes or transcripts from these interrogations? It's sounding like you weren't really aware that they existed. At what point in time?
We made general requests for every possible kind of information that was obtained from the interrogation of detainees. In fact, we also spent quite a bit of time working on the issue of whether we could question the detainees ourselves. And there was a confrontation about this, and the commission actually stepped back finally on the issue of whether or not to insist on trying to question the detainees in person.
Just to get this in a time frame, this was, you were asking for this information at the point at which these tapes were destroyed?
No, we were asking for this information during 2003 and early 2004. And we were unaware of the existence of these recordings, and the recordings were destroyed in 2005.
What is your understanding of what those tapes showed?
From what we read in the newspaper, the tapes apparently contain hours of recordings of the interrogations of Abu Zubaydah and another al-Qaeda detainee during 2002.
It has been reported that one of the suspects in those tapes was subjected to very harsh interrogation methods, including waterboarding. Do you think this is part of the reason why the CIA destroyed the tapes?
We don't really know why the tapes were destroyed. All we know is what we can read in the newspaper, and apparently the tapes were destroyed in 2005 by the CIA Operations Division, and it's not clear to us why they were destroyed.
The general counsel for the September 11th Commission has said that destroying the tapes could be obstruction of justice. What ought to happen next, in your opinion?
Well, I think the executive branch and the Congress should just need to decide how much they care about this question. And if they want to get to the bottom of it, it's pretty easy for people to dig up the relevant records and answer the questions that either officials of the executive branch or the Congress could pose. If they want to find out exactly what material was requested, what answers were given, and the circumstances under which this material was destroyed, they can get to the bottom of that, and they just have to decide whether or not they think this is an important issue.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Philip Zelikow served as executive director of the 9/11 Commission.